Hi, friends. Let's talk today on the podcast about how to find that centered, still, unaffected, peaceful place inside. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I truly do appreciate you being a part of this community. And if you enjoy this podcast, consider leaving a review over on Apple Podcasts. I would truly appreciate it. Or if you're like not a review person and instead you just want to show and share, then share with a friend. Please pass on these episodes to someone who you think would also enjoy listening. I truly appreciate it. Around here, what's big coming up? We have basic yoga on Saturday mornings. I also do a prenatal class on Saturday afternoons if you're in the Arlington area. And I have a free workshop coming up Thursday, June 6th with Ingrid Vicious. She's a fabulous wellness coach. We're going to talk about all the annoying little health symptoms that you experience and what they're indicative of and really how to find some really nice, vibrant health and vitality physically and mentally. It's a great time with her always. She's such a wealth of information and lots of fun. So that's going to be over at Coffee and Juice. That's the place next to South Block over in Clarendon if you also live in Arlington. Beyond that, let's get into this stuff. Super excited about today's conversation. At the heart of today's conversation, it's really about knowing yourself. It's about trusting yourself and of feeling really good about how you are showing up in every single area of your life. Because it's about big stuff, right? Here's a question for you. You know, how often do you make excuses? And particularly, how often do you make excuses for yourself and to yourself? Right? Like, oh, yeah, I'm just really not feeling it. So, yeah, I'm going to skip that workout. Or, no, it was a hard day, so I deserve ice cream. Or, I know I said I was going to do X or Y, but really, it's just not going to work. There we are. All of these times where we go against our word and to ourselves. And I can't remember who came up with this, but I think it came out of a study on leadership. And they said a leader is someone who does what they say they're going to do. A leader is someone who does what they say they're going to do, right? Like, so if you think about bosses that you've had in the past, ones that you've liked or not liked, very good chance for the ones that you had issues with, one of their qualities was they didn't actually follow through. They didn't do what they said they were going to do. And that's really annoying, right? We don't find that to be a good leadership quality. And now let's take this on a personal level. If I say to myself, well, I'll use something that I was doing beginning of the year before I was pregnant, just was, you know, in a weird body space, especially after my pregnancy in the fall. And I said, okay, you know what, Sam? Like the after dinner snacks have got to go. Like I know what these are about, right? Like I know it's just really nice to have a little dessert at night. And I know that it feels really comfortable. And I know you got used to it. And it's time for them to go. No more food after dinner. Like if you were hungry at dinner, like keep eating, fine. But after dinner, you got to stop. Once you finish eating dinner, you are done. And that was a rule I set for myself. And with very good reason. It was really measured. I feel very good about that. It felt very doable, important, feasible, you know, and that it was going to get me what I wanted, knowing my body. I know after dinner eating is a major piece that tends to throw me off with my food. Okay, if like the second day that happened, right, like Sean, my husband, is like getting his little, we make a lot of banana cream, so like you blend up frozen bananas and they taste like ice cream and it's like really delightful. So, you know, Sean's like blending up banana cream. He's like, oh, Sam, do you want any banana cream? Right? Like there was that moment where my body's like, yes, yes, you do. Of course you do. But brain is like, Sam, kind of set this rule. Like we said, we were going to do this and we're going to really try it and see how it helps or if it does or doesn't. And in that moment, you know, I could have said, yeah, you know, you're right. I'm like, it would be really nice to do. I love doing it. You know, Sean and I enjoy it. it's been a hard day, whatever. Like, I could have made all these excuses around it, or I could actually stick with it. And if you actually stick with it, when you do what you say you're going to do, there's a lot of self-trust. There's a lot of belief in yourself, both with yourself and then also as you go out into the world. So many of us make excuses for why we're doing certain things. And very often, they're incongruent. It's almost like non sequiturs. Like, I had a bad day, and thus I deserve ice cream. It's like, huh? Like, if Allie came to the U.S., they'd be like, why is that work together? Why does anything that happens at work have to do with ice cream? Or why does having a bad day at work or, like, having a hard commute, why does that mean you get to be grumpy when you show up at work? Or why does that hard commute home mean you have to be grumpy to your kids? Or whatever it is, right? Like, we make connections between what happens in one area of our life and then an excuse for how we act in another area of our lives. Ultimately, you can see, hopefully, that it's kind of like unfair, one. And it's also a really big energy drain, a really big energy suck. So this came up a lot with a client I have. She has had a really difficult work situation that's been unfolding for about the course of a year. And it's not great. Like, listening to her, I'm like, oh my God, I can't imagine what you're in the middle of dealing with, because there's a lot of harassment. It doesn't sound sexual. It sounds more of like, you know, you're not doing your job right, or this is like this, or, you know, getting angry at people for no reason. A lot of guilt and blame, taking negative feelings out on other people, having to handhold people that have been really, like, mean to you in the past, not a lot of support from leadership on it. Like, it does not sound like fun. And so there's been a lot of this, like, very, very miserable at work. But it's fascinating to see how it's really bled into the rest of life. Obviously, she still shows up and is a lovely human being and can laugh and joke and just be a fabulous person. But, you know, energetically, physically, she was saying, like, my body feels achy. Like, I just don't feel the strength in my body anymore. Like, how deeply it's impacting her spirit and her energy is, like, insane. Insane. Right? To see this bleed over between the two. And again, this is not like it's her fault that it's bleeding over. No, not at all. But saying, like, that this connection is happening. And so sometimes it's very conscious, something we definitely have control over. Sometimes there's a little less control. In any case, I would say it's a sign of misidentification. Right? It's a sign of misidentification, because what happens in these situations when we blame a work stress for why we eat ice cream, or traffic for why we're not nice to someone when we get home, or whatever it is, we're ultimately identifying with this bad thing that happened and then letting that be the wellspring from which we move from. Does that make sense? So instead of showing up at home and being like, hey, I am Sam, this is what I value, you know, like, I love being honest and present and funny and peaceful, and that's how I'm going to be at home tonight. I show up and I'm like, I'm Sam, I'm the person that has a really annoying job right now, that is so overtired and overworked that no one is listening to, and now that's how I'm going to go home today. Like, ugh, right? So we get misidentified with this outer situation that's happening in one area of our lives, and then we show up in all these other areas with that same energy. God, it's like, ugh, it's like, kind of hurts my belly to even think about it, because it's not fun. Perhaps you've heard the saying before, that you're not the wave, you're the ocean. Another way that I could say it is, like, you're the eye of the storm. Things are moving around you, but there's a calm, peaceful center. Or I picked this up from Headspace, the meditation app. Andy Puddicombe talks about the blue sky, that no matter what, there is a blue sky, just sometimes it's behind clouds. So even when there's a tornado, there's also a blue sky. We just might not be able to see it. And maybe one of the three of those metaphors really speak to you, of either being the deepest part of the ocean, the part that is not impacted by the waves at the surface, or the eye of the storm, the center of peaceful calm, or the blue sky that is unaffected by whatever the weather is below. Ultimately, all of these metaphors are getting at an internal stillness. They're getting at a deeper identification and a deeper knowing, right? When we have a hard day at work and then use that to inform our identity at home, we are identifying with the wave. We are identifying with the fierceness of the tornado. We are identifying with the cloudy sky rather than identifying with the unchanging peace that is just behind it or below it or inside of it. Right? At the core, we all have a sense of stillness. And when we are connected to that aspect of ourselves, rather than the part that is moving and changing, and this day work is bad and that day work is good and this is this and this is that, then we can find peace. We can be calm. And we can show up as ourselves in all situations. Right? We don't have to show up like different people. Like whenever someone says, oh, I'm really nice at home, but just at work, I have this anger issue. It's like, no. It's how you show up everywhere. So you choose how you show up. And maybe let's choose to show up from that still, strong, steady space. My favorite visual representation of this idea is a statue that shows up in Hinduism and in Hindu culture. Perhaps you've seen it. If you've ever seen the statue of the guy dancing, he's got like one leg lifted and his arms are out wide and there's the big circle around him. It's Shiva Nataraja. And so there's a guy dancing and he's like holding his arms out and one leg is lifted. There's a circle of flames all around his body, and then his one foot is standing on this little person. Definitely Google this if you've never seen a photo of it. You probably have somewhere, so just see what you think. Shiva Nataraja. And this visual, like, encompasses all of it, like everything that we're talking about, right? So the guy is standing, and it's Shiva. It's a representation of one of the Hindu gods. Shiva is standing on this little guy, this little dwarf, that represents ignorance, right? So it's about being present to our true reality. This circle of fire, the circle of flame, this is all of the situations, all of the things that show up in our days, whether it's good or bad or new job, old job. This is great with this person, but having a relationship trouble here, you know, whatever is happening, that is represented by the fire. And then here we are, we have a guy dancing in the middle with a smile on his face, balancing on one foot, like eternally balancing, calm and easy. The dance that he's dancing, it actually has a name, it's called the Tandava, and it means, and it's all about the destruction of weary worldviews. So that's the weary perspectives and the lifestyle. So this dance is for destruction of what is not serving us. He also has a specific mudra hand position. It's Abhaya mudra. Again, you can Google this. It's just basically putting your hand like a little stop sign out. And it's about fearlessness. It's like, it's all good. Like, show up. Whatever's going to show up in that fire, show up. I will be okay. So this statue, I have one at home of Shiva Nataraja. This is exactly what we're talking about. Can you be at the center of all of the things that are happening around you, tap into a sense of stillness and calm and joy that is present? Eye of the storm, deepest part of the ocean, blue sky. So good. Like, this is it. Like, I love that statue. Like, it's the reminder. I can be here. I can be balancing. Things can be going crazy. Things might be going really well. No matter what, like, I am unmoved in the center. I am at joy. Mm-hmm. Okay, why do we do this? What's the point of this? Why is this important? When we're connected this deeply, we learn ourselves this deeply. Right? We see all the situations that are happening around us without getting identified with them. If things are going bad at work, we are not that. We are experiencing that, but that is not us. If we lose a job, we do not lose our identity. If our relationship changes, we don't have to lose our identity. What we're really doing is saying, this is how I want to show up. And by seeing and witnessing your reactions to all of the things that are showing up around you, you learn yourself, you learn your values, you know yourself deeply, right? So it's finding that trust and confidence in ourselves. So I know, and we've talked about this before, when we've used the metaphor of the car and the steering wheel that's kind of a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left, like I know I'm very risk averse, for example. Like I will play it safe. Like that is how my brain wants to go. I know I will get upset at conflict, right? Like none of these are surprises when they show up. I can witness them from a place and then not let them impact everything else because I see it. Oh, shoot, there's a sense of conflict. I felt a little off center. You know, it made me feel a little more shy and a little nervous about things, a little out of control. And so now when I go home or when I'm taking care of myself, like how do I rebuild that confidence I need in myself? How do I refind my center place rather than just reacting from that, oh yeah, you're right. You know what? I don't have control. I shouldn't exercise today because my body isn't all that strong. Like I'm pretty weak. And this is like old shit from my brain and my programming that gets in my way. And like, right, like I could get into that spiral of being like, oh yeah, you're right. I'm weak. I'm not that great at this stuff. You know, I shouldn't try to use my body physically because I'm not that strong. And that's how it is. Right. But instead I get to know this. Oh, okay. There was some conflict. I started to feel a little shy, feel a little out of control, feel a lack of confidence. And that means I have to do those things that help me feel that confidence again. I am going to go exercise here. I'm going to push my body a little bit harder. I'm going to take care of my body a little bit more. I'm going to celebrate the things and people that I love, right? Like these are all here and possible. And so you know how to go. You know how to move and change yourself. So I would ask yourself, where is the energy leaking and bleeding between different areas of your life, right? Where are you potentially identifying with something that isn't actually you? Because that's what it's showing us. It doesn't mean, obviously, I suck. No, no, no. That's kind of never our conclusion, right? Like it really isn't. But the conclusion can be, oh, I have to look at some identification I have with my relationship, or I have to look at some identification that I have with my job, or with certain aspects of my body so that I don't let frustration in those areas bleed into other areas, right? And allowing yourself in these places that are a little more troublesome for you to find some stillness inside instead. That in that moment where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe job isn't working. Or, oh my God, I'm so worried about my health. Like how can you remember the real you? Right? Like the real you is not your flu. The real you is a healthy, vibrant you that is currently experiencing a flu, right? Everyone's going to be different. Then let's act from that place, right? Don't let having the flu throw your energy so off that now you're kind of manic at work because you're so worried that you're going to be sick. Don't let feeling undervalued and underpowered at work lash out at people you love. Find a stillness place instead. This is my situation at work, but when I go home, I'm going to be me, the real me, what I value me. Act from that place. Love this stuff. Highly recommend checking out Ashiva Nataraja photo if you haven't seen it. Super beautiful. And really looking at these places when we're not acknowledging our stillness and choose the metaphor that works for you. Eye of the storm, deepest part of the ocean, or blue sky, something else you can come up with that feels like that strong center. Tap into that. It'll feel pretty awesome. Thank you so much, friends. I would love to hear your thoughts on the episodes. You can always send me a note on Instagram. I'm at BE, Happy Healthy Human. And look forward to checking in with you soon. Thanks, friends.